Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Hey, we're talking about the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? The thing that makes it safe for us to draw near to God, and the very thing that makes it right for God to receive us, is something entirely outside of ourselves and independent from ourselves. Well, why is that? Well, because God, you see, has already rendered a verdict against us. Ah, that's right. Outside of Christ, every single person on the planet Earth is condemned. That's right, because there's none righteous, no, not one. This is what the clear testimony of the Bible is. So here's the folly of the matter. Condemned men whose best efforts are rejected by heaven and whose works have earned them condemnation try to become all religious. Oh, what do you mean? Well, they start praying and they start doing all religious things to try to impress God and try to make God accessible to them. But that's not going to work. You know, there's an old story. It's a true story. It happened years ago about a man who was troubled by his separation, or his sense of separation from God, and he thought if he could pray hard enough, he could come to peace. You know, he tried praying, and so it wasn't really working, so he doubled the amount of his devotions, and he said to himself, well, surely God will give me peace. Okay, surely God will give me peace. But peace didn't come, and he set up family worship hour. There's very few people do that. Very few people have worship times at home. This man did it. He got the whole family together and he said, surely God will give me peace if I have all the family involved. But again, they didn't come to peace with God. And at last then they thought the sure remedy would be to have a prayer meeting in his house. And so he set apart the night, called the neighbours, prepared himself for conducting the meeting, and he decided he'd write out a wee prayer so that he could pray the prayer and learnt it by heart. And when he finished learning it, he threw down the piece of paper that he'd written the prayer, and he threw it on the table and he said, well, surely that will do. God will give me peace now. And in that moment, a still small voice seemed to speak in his ear saying, no, that will not do, but Christ will do. And immediately the scales fell off his eyes and the burden fell from his shoulders and peace poured into him like a river. Christ will do. Aye. Christ will do. He's sufficient. Will Christ do for you? Listen, are you trying to approach God by your goodness, by your character? It won't work. Listen to me. It won't work. I'm not putting you down, but God has already condemned all outside of Christ. There's none righteous, no, not one. We're ruined sinners, and our only hope is that which Christ has done for us. And he's not keeping you away. He says, come on to me. All of you that are weary, are you weary with that mess of guilt in your life? Then come to Jesus. As a sinner, being honest, telling him your sin, but believing on him to save you. And if you do, he'll save you to the uttermost. And that is the Gospel Truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.